Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first mini-sode of February. We are so excited to introduce you to our guest expert this month, who is Danielle Roberts. For those of you who don't know Danielle, she is the owner of Legacy Creative Company, and she's an online business manager and strategist for small business owners. It's her desire to see them have more hours in their day to pursue their goals while she takes on the administrative tasks and provides insight from an outside perspective. She is the wife of Lucas, a work-at-home mom of three. So get ready for an entire month filled of business strategy, why an office manager or online business manager is someone you need, and what exactly is the difference between the VA and an online business manager. We dive into all of that over the next four Tuesdays of February. Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we have Danielle Roberts on. We are so excited to have you on. So to get our audience familiar with who you are, we would love to know not only what was your kickstart moment, but what made you want to become an entrepreneur?
My kickstart moment was sitting at Disney's Aulani Resort in Oahu and talking with my friend about her business and how to grow her following and start her business in Portland, Oregon. And we were talking about different strategies and what she could do better, who she could involve to get publicity going. And I was like, I love this. Like, this is what I need to be doing. So I just transitioned out of the military. And well, actually, I had started my business before then. I transitioned out of the military and decided that that's what I needed to be doing full time. I looked at going back to doing a regular job for people and decided it wasn't really possible with my growing family and for the lifestyle I wanted to be doing as a stay-at-home mom. So I decided that becoming an entrepreneur was going to be my full-time gig, and it's been happening. It's working.
Mm-hmm. I love that, especially because I did not know that was your story. I just know that you transitioned. I didn't know it happened on like the Disneyland Resort, which is totally up our alleys.
Yes.
I think that's something too. It probably empowered you to move forward because you like found your calling. But what made you realize that like, for being a virtual assistant and an online business manager was what like you truly wanted to do as an entrepreneur?
I looked at what I had enjoyed in the Navy. When I was in the Navy, I was in charge of the command's volunteer program. So I was organizing 1,800 people and the volunteer activities that they were doing for the command. And so I was talking with the community, doing community outreach, organizing, doing administrative work, paperwork, and then my other part of my job was doing administrative work. And so I really, really enjoyed that, and I enjoyed working alongside people and being a support system. And when somebody had asked me, like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, what's your go-to? When I started Legacy Creative Company in 2014, I had thought I was going to be a small business coach and strategist. And so I realized I needed to actually grow a business before I could be a coach. Like, I've got to have experience at this first. And so when I made that realization, I had to try and figure out what I was going to do to supplement it before I became a coach. And so virtual assistant kind of just seemed like the natural thing to go to because I was able to do the administrative work and organize and help people in that way. And then when I started realizing the strategy part, and Samantha was like, oh, hey, this is what you should be doing. This is what you should call yourself. It was that like, oh yeah, I do add more strategy than just a normal virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you also didn't charge enough at the time either. yes, I called you out on that. But I think what I love most was the fact that it wasn't just you finding something that you were good at, which is where a lot of people start. They're like, okay, I can do this. I'll create a business around it. But then they grow tired of it, or they don't like it anymore, or now their hobby is no longer fun to them. I love the fact that you found something that you just loved and could do. So it was that passion and gift together, which I know, since all of us are Anna lovers, that we've all heard her say the same thing. You have to combine the two. So I really love that that's how yours came about. It wasn't just trying to pinpoint something you did well. It was finding that thing that you really loved doing and could do well.
Yeah, completely. And it was, I think just then it, for me, it felt very natural to go into something that was, I was good at, but I was passionate about, because having been in the military, I loved what I did. But after a while, my real job, my paying job, was not what I wanted to be doing. So I wanted to be doing something I was passionate about, at the same time as something that combined my skills.
And I also have to say too, one of the things that I think everyone loves about you is you really do create that support system for someone. Like, even though you're not necessarily working with them one-on-one doing that virtual assistant work, you're still there to help people grow their business, whether they're ready for what you offer or not. And I think that's what kind of separates you from other people, because you're always willing to hop on phone or answer a Facebook message or, you know, answer something in a Facebook thread that you're tagged in. And that's not something that's found a lot nowadays.
No, I don't think so. And that's funny that you say that, because I feel like my gifting is very much the encourager, like being able to encourage people and help them through whatever they're going through, whatever life experiences they're going through. And I absolutely love it. Like, that's the reason why I network, and the reason why I'm readily available in Facebook groups, readily available by email, whatever, is because I love helping people. And that's what I want to do. Like, my online business management, my virtual assisting, it's not just about the work. It's not just about the money. It's about taking that passion for loving others and blessing them through that.
I love that. I don't have anything really to say in response other than I love that. It just warm feels where you're like, oh. But I want to ask, so since you've been doing the VA stuff and now you've expanded to notice that it's more than just VA and now it's also the OBM stuff, what is your favorite thing to do? What do you enjoy most out of all the things you get to do?
Seeing people have more freedom in their schedule to be able to do what they love to do and not have to worry about the unsexy side of business, as maybe they don't enjoy going through their inbox, their email. Maybe they don't enjoy. Yeah. A lot of people don't scan that.
it's totally
me. Yeah. Maybe they don't enjoy having to plan out things, but if I'm able to step up and step into that role and I'm able to help them, they're going to be happier in their business because they don't have to do that stuff. And that's really what I enjoy the most. It's not necessarily the tasks, but knowing that I'm able to allow others to experience freedom and happiness in their business.
I think that is amazing, in the sense, like, not a lot of people have that mindset. Like, that's what they love to do. But speaking of freedom and allowing others to have freedom in their lives to go do the things that they enjoy more, how do you balance kind of everything that you do with being a mom and being a wife and, you know, being a caretaker and all of that stuff?
Yeah. I don't think there is balance, like 50-50, 25-25-25, whatever. I think that you have to realize you have to make time for yourself. And that can be whatever it is that allows you to take a mental break and a physical break from being at the computer or being on your phone or whatever. You have to take that time and take care of yourself first, because if you are trying to give water out of an empty well, there's going to be no water. Mm-hmm. And if you're not filling yourself back up, you're going to be dead. Like physically, emotionally, spiritually, there's not going to be anything else that you can give. So my balance is really just taking care of myself, allowing myself to have times to unwind and to laugh with my babies and to take date nights. My husband and I live by our date nights. Like that's a weekly thing that we have to have so that we're away from the kids, we're refreshing ourselves, and we're investing in our relationship, which is more important than being a parent, but being in that spousal relationship.
I couldn't agree more. And that's something that it's easy to not realize or to forget, even if you do realize. And it's something that even my husband, one of the like long-term guys at his company told him, he said, the one thing most people don't do is take care of the husband-wife relationship and they focus solely on the kids. But when the kids grow up, they leave. And if you haven't worked on that other relationship, there's nothing there when the kids are gone. So you have to continue to nurture that relationship and keep it going. And I think it's something that's really easy to forget, especially as moms. We're constantly taking care of the kids or then trying to take care of ourselves to give ourselves time. But we have to make sure we're also nurturing that other relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so difficult for me. I had to really take a step back, I think like 2 or 3 months ago, when I realized I'm giving my husband leftovers. Like I'm pouring out to my clients, I'm pouring into my kids, I'm giving everybody everything else. And then I fall into bed at night and it's like, oh, hey, as he's like snoring. And so I, you know, you can't stress that relationship with your husband or your significant other enough to realize that that's got to be a priority, because you're right. Like business could crumble, your kids will leave eventually, but if you're pouring into your other person, they're going to be the ones that are going to be pouring into you as well. And you've got to be giving and receiving at the same time.
Oh yeah. I feel like this podcast just became a whole other episode.
I know. No, but I think that it's something that's not talked about enough, especially as business owners. Being able to step back and nurture each of the relationships that you need to, but also still nurture the business, and being comfortable with walking away for the day, being like, I've done everything I could up until this point. Now let me go take care of everything else, but at a reasonable time, like not 12 o'clock at night when everyone's sleeping, but maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon so you can go pick your kids up and spend time with them and help them with their homework. And if you're like me, cook dinner and, you know, do all that stuff, because that's what's going to recharge you for the next day. And then binge watch some Netflix with your husband if you can.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also not necessarily just about the recharging, because that's huge. And that's part of like the, what we do to keep our self-care and everything, keep us going. But I think also it's in nurturing those relationships, the other half of that, besides the refueling and stuff, is the support. Because when everything else does crumble, or if everything else does crumble, that's the person who's going to be there to hold you up. And that's what you need to remember.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've loved getting to know you, and I'm super excited that you are going to be our guest for the entire month. And I can't wait to talk to you more in our next episode about what exactly a VA and an OBM are and what they do and their roles in everybody's business. So for those of you listening, for the show notes and more information, go visit us at beautifullyboldpodcast.com. And to continue the conversation, come and join us over in the Facebook group at beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There, you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.